We went to the Gastein Curative Tunnel, a place in the Hohetown Mountains where the air temperature ranges from 98 to 120 degrees with humidity between 75 to 95%. There was a huge amount of radon in the air there, and staying in the tunnel for certain lengths of time helped people with their ailments because the radon in the air helped make their body heal itself faster. We went from Bad Gastein to Salzburg and then left Austria and went to Munich in Germany. We walked everywhere before going back to the Alps with more mountains. John noticed that the trains are amazingly quiet and have huge windows on each side of the train.
And I noticed that every small village had one church with a huge steeple. I wondered if it was that people would be able to find this church easily, and John wondered if people had to have such a tall church to show the world how God looked upon them so favorably, because they have such a large church to worship him in.
When walking home, John noticed the radio station in the car turned into 88.6, because Europe's radio stations fall on even numbers, unlike America's radio stations. Almost as interesting was the fact that there are metal roofs all throughout this town. It's cool to see the decaying or painted homes. Oh, and I learned that in some countries that when eating, your hand should be above the table until you're done with your food. This is a tough thing to remember to do, but you don't want to look like you're an outsider. We once tried to hike up a mountain in the Alps. It was wet because it was early and there was dew and frost hadn't evaporated yet. And so we went for a while and got to what we thought was close to the end. It was the end of a ski lift. My shoes and socks were soaking wet from the puddles and the mud that we had to go around in order to get there. But John saw that the path continued, he thought, so he guessed that we were only about two-thirds the way up the mountain. Since it gets colder the higher up the mountain you go, and since there wasn't a cloud in the sky to hold any of the heat to the earth, it was really cold, and we didn't bring clothes for cold weather, but we left, and the path pretty much almost disappeared. Then I saw that there was a 20-foot-wide pool of solid mud that you'd have to walk through in order to continue. I just stopped in my tracks. I was already cold, and my feet were already soaked, but I was not going to walk through the mud in order to have wet, muddy, and cold feet. John saw the mud and agreed that we should just go home. Well, at least we tried. Went to a bar, and there was a big bread bowl on the bar just sitting out. It's funny, but here, foods don't have a ton of preservatives, so you can't just keep bread sitting around. People buy everything fresh, from breads to fruits and vegetables.
John said this is why Europeans eat better. They have healthier food, and they don't eat processed foods. I thought, if Americans ate so many preservatives, then maybe we should be preserved for a longer time if we were dead. But you'd think that if Americans were so health conscious, we'd eat better. But John said that Americans probably rush through life so much that they don't have the time to even think about treating themselves better.
It was also cool to go into a pharmacia, wherein John needed to get an over-the-counter pain medication. Unlike a Walgreens or a United States drugstore, this place is a small shop with apothecary jars of medicine all along the walls. You actually felt like you were getting medicine, not that this was some generic little coated pill in a generic mass-produced box.